Malaria kills more than 500,000 people a year worldwide and causes illness in millions more, most of them children living in sub-Saharan Africa. A third of all patients in Kenya's third largest city, Kisumu, and its environs suffer from malaria. Although existing interventions have helped to reduce the disease over the past decade, scientists in this lab in Western Kenya are working on a vaccine with the help of Britain's GlaxoSmithKline and other partners that could add an important component to malaria control. Scientists say vaccinating people, especially young children, is the key to eradicating the disease. Dr. Martina Oneko helped to carry out the vaccination process in rural Western Kenya.
We saw a very good success of the vaccine, resulting in health improvements in these children. They were just not as sick as their counterparts in the community who were not vaccinated. The overall vaccine efficacy in the older age group for all the sites was 47%, and in the younger age group it was 27%.
The RTS vaccine prevents the malaria parasite from infecting, maturing, and multiplying in the liver, from which it normally re-enters the blood and infects red blood cells, leading to the disease. Some residents have welcomed the initiative.
Pregnant mothers and even children, and born babies, they've been dying because of malaria. So we think with the introduction of that vaccine, we save many young lives.
Even me, I will use it. Even my family as all will use it. We accept it.
According to malaria researchers, the vaccine may not be the final answer to malaria, but along with other measures like mosquito nets, spraying drainage systems and clearing bushes, it may make a big difference to millions of people in sub-Saharan Africa. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Kisumu, Western Kenya.